Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Lee from Lee and Keys Real Talk. You know, but tonight, I got a special co-host with me. I got my homeboy, Tony. You know, me and him, big boxing fans. And, you know, man, we just wanted to get up here and talk some boxing tonight. And, you know, we just going to have a little barbershop talk. He got a beer and a drink. I got a drink in my hand.
So what's up?
We got the basketball game on. But, you know, what's up, Tom, man?
What's up, man? Hey, just here with you just enjoying all these sports, man. We got basketball. We got boxing. This is the best time of the year, man.
Yeah, man. I actually got a UFC fight on ESPN right now,
too. All that.
But, look, man, you know, we've been talking. You know, we see each other about the sport of boxing.
Yeah.
And, you know, man, I was thinking, you know, to start the show off, I was like, man, we should play this little game called Like, Love, and Hate. So we like, love, and we hate about boxing right now. So tell me something you like about boxing right now.
What I like about boxing right now is, like, finally, Lee, right now, finally, we starting to get the fights.
Yep.
I kind of love that, though. I love that, too. Yeah, that's what I, it's like, I don't know what took so long. It just seemed like the stars is lining up with everything. And it's like PBC and what they call it, the other side of the street, whoever that may be. All I know is just like people we want to see fight lately. It just seemed like it's coming to fruition. We starting to see that. That's what I like to know about.
See, a great minds think alike, because when we get the love, I'm going to kind of hit on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you what I like right now in this box.
What's up?
I like the lightweight division.
Oh, I agree with you.
You got Haney, Loma, Tank, Shakur. You got the kid that's 28-0, Gustavo Lemos. I never seen him fight.
Okay.
But, hell, 28-0. Man, I like this division because just think of the fights we're going to get.
It's hot.
You know, right now we got Tank about to fight Garcia. We got Haney about to fight Loma.
Yeah.
We still got Shakur. You know, so you probably could get Tank maybe against Haney, or Haney against Shakur, Tank against Loma, one of the fights that I really wanted to see.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to see that fight like a year and a half ago, but,
Tank and Loma?
Yeah. But, you know, we're going to get that fight, man. And I think this division got a chance to have the most action-packed fights in boxing because all them guys fast, with hand speed, and all of them got power, so they could close the show on anybody. So, hey, I'm definitely liking what I'm seeing in the lightweight division.
Oh, for sure. And what's old boy that beat Loma? What's his name?
Cambosis.
Huh?
Cambosis.
No, beat Loma. Hispanic dude. What's his name? God dang.
Oh, Teofimo Lopez.
Yeah, Teofimo, he's still straight. And who you just said?
Cambosis.
I mean,
I think Teofimo, I don't think he going to come back down, though, man. I think it all depends.
Oh, that's right. He had 140.
I think his fight against Josh Taylor that's coming up. I think, depending on how he look at that fight, that's going to dictate whether or not he stay at 140 or if he come down at 135.
Hey, Lee, that's a perfect point. That's a perfect point because that fight, because 140 got some, hey, what you just said, how he looking at, if he looks garbage on that fight, because, dude, if you can't beat my man Josh Taylor and he the undisputed, you're going to have some problems, bro. You're going to have some problems. But you mentioned earlier, I'm going to go back a little bit, you mentioned Shakur. Man, I didn't realize, I did my little homework. Shakur got a fight coming up on April the 8th, bro. He's fighting some dude named Yoshida or whatnot. And like, I was like, man, I was like, oh, okay, I didn't realize that. But on April 8th, so I hope Shakur said, I was looking at an interview, he said, man, he just ready to fight, man. He's a lot of people like, who are you fighting? Opponents, people think just because they haven't heard of an opponent.
Yeah, I saw that.
That they might be. He said, these dudes are worthy opponents, man. I just wanted to go back to that. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, man, so, all right, we did like, let's go love. I'm going to do love because you kind of touched on it earlier. I'm loving that fighters are wrestling control away from the promoters.
Oh.
Fighters are finally realizing that the promoters work for them,
yes,
not the other way around.
I agree.
Fighters now, they realizing that, hey, man, I got to start fighting these top guys or my legacy going to be, you know, he didn't fight so-and-so.
There you go.
He didn't fight this guy.
There you go.
You know, so I'm happy for the fighters. And actually, I'm kind of happy for the promoters, too, because, hey, you will make more money. So,
they're going to still eat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're still going to eat. So, but give the fans what they want. That's why the UFC is basically laughing at boxing when it comes to the quality of the product, because there's only one champion.
Yeah.
You know, and the UFC give you the fights that the fans want. So, hey, congratulations to the fighters.
Sure.
Hey, for putting the promoters in their place.
For sure.
And making some of these fights happen. Hey, man, because this is the early part of the year. Man, we got a lot of stuff jumping off this early part of the year, man.
Hey, man, it's like what you just said. I got to piggyback. That was a good point, Lee. That they taking their career in their own hands. I like how they're going independent, also.
Yeah.
They starting to be like this. Hey, I could do this, but like you always have said this. Man, y'all work for us, man. We the brand. I mean, promoters, y'all gonna get y'all pay anyway. I mean, you know what I'm saying. So that, like I said, Lee, that was a good point. That's a good point, bro.
And then you know what? Why we all promoters?
Mm.
You know what? What's wrong with, let's say, UPBC?
Okay.
On Top Rank.
Right.
What's wrong with having another promotion? Say, let's say if DAZN wanted to come in and they wanted to promote our fight. What's wrong with maybe having DAZN promote? Whoever that's going to give you the better deal. Even though you box for PBC,
yeah,
maybe the zone will get us a better deal. You know, it's like, man, make it happen for the fighters.
Right.
But tell me something that you love about boxing right now.
Oh, I like to say, man, I like the independence. I like how they going, and I don't mean piggyback off your idea, but it's like, it's just like they just seeing their worth. They're seeing their worth, you know. And I like how, you know, the independent thing like this. Hey, man, if such and such wasn't working for me, if this promoter wasn't working, hey, man, I'm just gonna do my own thing. And it's kind of like they should have been doing that, because it ain't too many. I mean, besides Al Heyman and the Top Rank folks in the zone, I'm like, who else is it? I don't, like I said, I'm gonna get back to the hate, I was gonna bring that. I'll wait. I was gonna get to that point next, but I'm just like this. Them the only three promoters. Are they the only three could do fights? Can nobody else come in?
Oh, because basically those are the three ones you got. You got her.
Yeah. Her. Where did he come from? All of a sudden on the rear. 6 years ago, what was he in?
I don't know. He just disowned. Exactly.
But he just came out of fucking nowhere though, man.
And then when you look at it, he came with the deep pockets though. Because remember, he gave Canelo that, what was that, 10 fights, $300 million deal or something?
Yeah, man. So I'm up here. Where he get that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He can't.
But he getting his money. You see where he always stays, all his big fights at?
Saudi. Yeah, yeah. Dubai, shit like that. Yeah.
So that's where his money coming from. But it's crazy that there's only three promotions at boxing.
That's what I'm saying.
And y'all, the sport of boxing, y'all know it's only three promotions, but they can't ever make fights. Like this Fury and Usyk fight. It's like, damn, y'all can't make it. That's for the undisputed
heavyweight
title. And y'all can't make that work.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's too much. It's too, like you just said it. I wish they could just go back to the – I wish they could get the UFC frame of mind. Like you say, when they finish a fight, it's something that you said. When they finish a fight, this is who I want. This is who I want. Blase, blase, make it happen. I'm like this. Hey, man, y'all don't have to. It's like y'all get a promoters. Almost like y'all get a promoters in boxing. Too much motherfucking power.
Exactly.
I mean,
and then I know that me and you was talking about this, and definitely like with Tank.
Uh-huh.
You know, I always be like, at the end of the fights, These mugs be scared to call people names, bro. It's like y'all scared to say somebody's name? Hey, if you want to fight somebody, just say it. I mean, in the UFC, dog, hey, and in her interview, inside the Octagon, normally the guy say, so what's next for you? Is there anybody you want to fight? And that motherfucker will say, I want to fight so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Yeah. They know they unrealistic.
Yeah.
But at least they calling somebody out.
Hey, man, that's I want them to go. You remember how they step in the ring after a fight? Go back to that shit.
Because
when old dude got in the fight, when he got in the ring with Earl, I was just like this. Danny Garcia.
Come on.
That bitch got in the fight. He got into the ring with Earl. I looked at him like this. What? And got his ass mollywopped. I'm like, you asked for that. You step your punk ass in the ring. I mean, I understand you got some problems. You did good. Earl a different beast, but I'm just like this. That's how I need to be, though.
But
that's how I need to be.
Garcia did that because he knew he was next up for the PBC camp.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't like he did nothing that you know, that wasn't already planned or staged.
Right.
So, but, all right, man. So, tell me the one thing that you hate about boxing.
Oh, man. All this motherfucking ducking. I'm going to call it duck sauce. All this ducking. And they be trying to, and they,
uh-huh.
I hate all this ducking, and they be trying to say, well, I hate when they say, well, if it got to make sense. What the fuck that mean? You know what that means? That's code for money. That's code. Go ahead, shit.
It got to make sense.
What got to make sense, motherfucker? You either want to fight or you don't. I hate that. It got to make sense. And I hate that other side of the street shit. You just missed it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you supposed to be that dude. Okay, let's fight. Let's get it on.
That's right.
I hate the fact that what you said, that they don't call each other out at the end of fights no more. I don't know. It's like for some reason they said, y'all don't do that. Don't do that no more. What?
What the fuck is that?
That's what I'm saying. Dude, we in combat sports, man. We can get PTSD all the time. Whatnot. I'm sorry. That's one of the things I hate. But another thing I hate is these mugs using this mental health shit as an excuse. Ryan Garcia did that shit. It's just me because I deal with it. My daughter got anxiety for real. But this motherfucker, he talking about he was going to fight Pacquiao, knowing he was capping. That shit was straight cap, man. He wasn't finna fight no motherfucking, he wasn't finna fight no Pacquiao. Then when the shit fell through, calling me, saying he was lying, he was supposed to fight. I can't think of old dude. Then he was like, well, I got to take a little time off to get my mental health. I like, see, there you go. You talking about some mental health shit. So I wish they stopped doing that shit, man. That's what I hate. That's what I hate about it.
Tony is not saying that he hates the mental health portion part. He's saying that he hates that some people use mental health as an excuse to not fight somebody or to push a fight back. But we don't really, I mean.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
You know, because everybody knows mental health is a serious thing. And, you know, everybody taking their mental health more seriously.
For sure.
But a lot of people are using mental health as a fallback because they know that you can't question that.
Thank you.
You can't question
Thank you, Lee.
So it's like,
thank you,
okay,
Lee.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, Ben Simmons, prime example. Could nobody question his mental health? Because you don't know what's going on with him unless you're his therapist.
That motherfucker's soft, man,
for some reason.
He forgot how to play basketball.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you didn't forget how to play basketball.
So it came out today that he got like a nerve impingement in his.
Really?
That's why his back got stuck.
Really?
So that all season long, they just found out he got a nerve.
That motherfucker needs to go. He needs to just hang it up. You got your money. You don't like playing basketball no more, man. But that's what I hate about it, man.
I'm going to tell you what I hate about boxing. And this really irked the hell out of me.
Right.
Going back to Terrence Crawford's last fight.
Okay.
These mandatory challenges that these on the WBO, WBC, IBF, they keep saying, you got to fight this guy or we're going to take your belt. Stop it. Stop it with the mandatories, man.
Because they ain't doing shit.
Man, stop it with the mandatories because normally the mandatory – it's just some guy that probably done won like three fights, and y'all just trying to get him a payday or get him a fight. Normally, these mandatories, what they do is stop progress for a bigger fight. Stop it, man, with this daggone mandatory, man. That dude that called for Ford, he seen a fought that guy.
See, Lee. Thank you for saying that, bro.
The dude that Canelo fought, what, about three fights back, before he fought Triple G? He was a mandatory that he beat down.
I was like, yo, you talking about his foreign partner?
Man, I was like,
His foreign partner. Thank you.
I'm like, man, come on with the mandatories.
Perfect point, Lee.
Mandatories, man, I get it that y'all have a ranking system. Y'all want to, you know, follow your rank, be true to the rankings. Because we as fans, we always looking at the rankings, too.
Are they really being true?
Yeah.
With the rankings.
But some of these guys, come on, man. Y'all already know.
For sure.
Y'all already know.
I just be like, but Lee, you hit the nail on the head with that. I be like this. Why have a mandatory? Y'all don't hold their feet. You don't hold their feet to the fire. They be like, man, fuck that. But I want to go back to something you say. What's his name? Ryan Garcia, it came out of his mouth. He talking about, man, the belts don't matter. What? Since when? Now the belts don't matter.
Oh.
Well, with him. That's why I don't I don't like Ryan Garcia in boxing. That's me. I don't like Ryan Garcia.
Oh.
Because when you say shit like that and you got an internet following it like you do, that shit going to be like this. Damn, maybe the belts don't matter. Because they fans, right? Because they follow his ass. You can't put that energy out there like that, man. That the belts don't matter. Devin Haney like this. Come on, man. Man, the WBC, you got Ali and them pictures on that, man.
All right. I'm going to put it to you like this.
Mm-hmm.
The reason people say belts don't matter is because normally they don't have one. That's why it don't matter. Until they get one, then it matters once they get one. But normally if they don't have one, it don't matter. So one thing about belts, even though there's quite a few of them, a belt do say that you were a champion, a recognized champion at one point in time.
Thank you.
Even if it's the
can't
local,
dispute that.
Even if it's the local YMCA belt that you know we got out here in Rayford, you know, it says you're the champ.
Hey,
but
I would, in my heyday, I had that belt.
But I'm gonna put it like this: some of these belts really don't mean nothing.
For sure.
But if you get one of the big three, WBO, WBC, or the IBF, and what's the other one?
WBA.
You get one of those four, then you are a recognized champion.
Thank you. Easy.
So, and when you are a recognized champion, that means that you are at one of the best in your sport at that time.
And don't that shit look good?
So, Ryan Garcia. He just saying that because he don't have a belt. That's all.
And piggyback, I love what Canelo was like this. He's like, Ryan, you haven't won anything. He said, you have not won anything. He said, you saying all. And I'm like, it's so crazy that y'all used to be in the same camp. Now y'all beefing. But Ryan get upset just because Canelo picked somebody to beat you. Why is you so upset because he picked Javante instead of you? I mean, why are you so upset? He was just like this. Now, I don't know if I don't know if some of them boxers get alliances with each other because Javante said he's like, man, Canelo, he loves Canelo. That's just what it is.
But see, man, that's just people have a problem with honesty. Oh, man, that was funny as hell. They had chucking them down.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But the thing is, man, if somebody asks you a question.
Yeah.
Now, like what we're doing right now,
we could
be objective or subjective or opinionated.
For sure.
Normally, when I normally try to be objective. What I mean by that is I remove all my biases and I formulate my own opinion based on information that I either have seen with my own eyes or information out of gap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Canelo probably seen Javante fight and he know what Ryan Garcia is, then they was in the same camp.
Thank you.
So, Garcia, Canelo has no more loyalty to you because you aren't in his camp no more. Now, I bet if you were still in his camp, he probably would have said you would win.
Or he probably would have answered that shit a whole different way.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens on fight day. Both of them got a good chance of winning.
Yeah.
So,
what they always say? It's a 50-50 fight.
Yep. It's a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
Everybody got a puncher's chance.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yep. You know what I'm saying? But now you can just tell it's straight beef. It's just how he's like this. He said, "Dude, you've never won anything. You don't have any championship belt." When he said, he knew what he's talking about. Nigga, he was in the camp with you, right?
Yeah.
He was saying, okay, you got a left hook. I was just like this. When Luke Campbell dropped you, that shit was beautiful. I was like, ugh. But now let Tay hit you like that, bro.
Man.
That's all I'm saying.
You know what? I really don't get caught up in drops because in boxing, you should get dropped.
Right.
When, especially as you go up in competition, when you start fighting the best of the best.
Yeah.
You should get dropped.
Right.
You should face, you know, adversity in the fight.
Oh, shit. He got
I mean, because even when you look at Mayweather versus Mosley, when Mosley hit him, man, he hurt Floyd.
He was like, Floyd, like, whoa.
And then he came back and hit him again, and Floyd was doing his stinky leg. He was holding him. I'm like, oh, okay. But the thing is, man, I'm really not big on the knockdowns and stuff like that because, you know, you're supposed to get knocked down. You know, once you start fighting top-notch, you know, competition. But look, man, we got a big fight tonight, dog.
Oh, man.
We got a big fight tonight.
Yeah, we do.
And you know what? This fight actually kicks off next few months of busy.
Wow.
Man, we got Caleb and Benavidez and Plant tonight.
Yep.
Then we got Shakur coming up.
Don't forget about Tank and Ryan.
We got Tank and Ryan.
Next month.
Then we got Devin and Loma.
Yeah.
Then we got Taylor and Teofimo.
God, that's back to back to back to back.
And then I'm going to break some news to you that I found yesterday in my research for this show. And when I read it to you, you'll be like, Lee, you said that 2 months ago. You would say, Lee, you said that 2 months ago. But tell me about this fight tonight, man. What you looking for in this fight tonight?
Hey, man, tonight, this fight, first of all, it's a long time coming. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Long time coming. They don't like each other. They're not trying to be sounding cliche with everybody. Either they sell them the fight, but I'm just like this. Benavidez, because I've been watching All Access. Benavidez really don't like that dude. But the other day, what threw me off is how Caleb Plant put his finger on, I'm like, are y'all trying to sell a fight? And I know it's what you're supposed to do, but I think this is the case in of a boxer versus a puncher and whatnot. What's his name? Benavidez put that pressure on you, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want it to. I kind of like don't want it to be a stoppage, man. I want to see that bitch go to 12. I want to see. But hey, man, I like both of them. But hey, God, it's something about Benavidez. I'm gonna be like, God damn.
But you know what? Everybody said the same thing about Plant and his last fight against
Peter. Oh, that was beautiful.
Everybody was like,
that knockout was beautiful.
So, now, I've been scouring, you know, looking at Twitter. And a lot of people picking Plant to win this fight, which is scaring me.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, a lot of people picking Plant.
So, he's not really the underdog holding no more?
So, he probably the underdog for gambling. But
a lot of journeymen, regular folks picking him.
Man, that scares me because I thought I would be in the minority because I got Plant winning this fight by decision. I think
that can happen.
Yeah, because actually I said I got the same thing you said. I was like, you know, Benavidez, you know, he seems a little bit more. He seemed a little bit more amped up, because he
been wanting this for so long.
Yeah, well, Plant kind of like laid back like he was in the last fight.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
with Durrell.
Yeah,
so. Benavidez has the power. Benavidez got a lot to gain from this fight, too, if he win. If he win this fight, he should get a shot at Canelo on that.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
So, if he win this fight, he get Canelo. But, man, in most cases where you have a boxer fighting a puncher, normally the boxer wins.
Yeah, that's sweet sign.
I'm looking at Plant being a boxer and Benavidez being a puncher.
Yeah.
So,
but you see that, but that Benavidez, it's just that pressure. He probably like this. He keeps saying he's going to knock him out around six. I'm just like this, man. I'm saying that because I don't feel like this. You talk all that. I'm not saying you're not going to whatever, whatever, but I swear. Oh, dude. Damn, dude, he fought last time. That was his name? The one plant just knocked out.
Durant.
He was talking so much shit. He was talking so much shit, just like, and when Plant KO'd him, man, that KO was so pretty, man. That KO was so pretty, and he got a new trainer. And that, hey, bro, I think like what you said, I think that's what got him. Like he is, he got that new trainer, man.
And you know, sometimes, man, you gotta switch up camps, man.
Yeah.
Switching up camps ain't always a bad thing, man. Like I tell people that in when it comes to UFC guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go on like a 2-3 fight losing streak or something. Sometimes you gotta
evaluate what's going on.
Yeah, or go train at other gyms. You know, go somewhere else. You know, to work on your weaknesses and stuff. Cause you know, sometimes your training becomes kind of stale. But you know, man, I think this fight tonight, man, Benavidez has a lot to gain because he finally gonna get a shot at Canelo if he win this fight.
Oh yeah,
and I think depending on how he look in this fight. In this fight, I think people might start saying Benavidez might upset Canelo, depending on how he looks. Because Canelo really don't like hard punches. Because if you look in the first two Triple G fights, man, he did not like the way Triple G was hitting him. So, but yeah, man, we got Benavidez and Plant tonight, man, 26-0. Benavidez going against 22-1, Caleb Plant.
Yeah.
All right, man. Me and Tony, man, you know, both of us in the Air Force, both of us high on character, you know, stuff like that, you know. But we're going to sit down and have a nice little conversation right now about Tate Davis.
Oh, perfect subject.
You know, talent versus character, you know. Tate has found himself in a lot of trouble outside the ring.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, one thing we do know is your sport will turn on you if you become a knucklehead.
You already know.
Adrian Broner, knucklehead, boxing turned on. You know, John Jones in the UFC. The UFC kind of like was, hey, man, we're going to push you to the side. You know, all that they normally don't punish or suspend fighters,
right.
You know, they can find a way to push it to the back.
Right.
So, let's talk about it, man. How do you feel about this, about Tank's character outside of the ring?
You know what, man? And like you said, I test a lot. I be wanting to know what y'all portray on TV. You got Calvin. You've been around him all your life. What do these dudes be at when you be, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you came to that one camp. You came to that one or whatever. You was overweight, man. All that's character to me.
That's professionalism.
Yeah, how you overweight? I mean, and you got them cats that had your back since day one. You say it all the time. I've been with them. I'm gonna ride with them. They the ones I've been with. So how do you not make weight? That right there, I tripped out on that. But man, you have to either get some counseling. You gotta do something about how you be acting with these ladies, man. With your girlfriends or whatever, and baby mom. Even though that's your business, but yo, man, you a boxer, man. You always on TV. You the face of boxing, pretty much. I know they talking about why. Fuck that, motherfuckers come. You selling out arenas easy. But then you go do stuff like that. People looking at you like, I wish you could have heard what you call it said about him. What's the old boy that fought the black dude that's on top right here? He be on there.
Timothy Bradley.
Boy, Timothy Bradley dogged him. He was like this. He said, I can't stand Tank. He said boxing, whatever. He said, man, as a man, he said my dad told me you do not put your hands on
him. He must really hate for Mayweather, man.
You know what I'm saying? He was just like. And the thing with Floyd was like this. He said, man, we got into an argument. He's like this. People don't even know what fucking even went down. And after that shit happened, you ain't heard about me in the news no more. Tank always in the news, man. And even with this latest shit, after this fight, I'm gonna be like this, dude. You mean to tell me you got a police escort? You got to work.
Yeah, I was gonna tell you. Tell the people what happened with the lady.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like this. Okay.
Then they might not know.
Tank was. I don't know what was going on, but he was in a. He was in a vehicle. He was getting police escorted. He bears off from the escort. The fuck you doing? Bears off from the escort, hit somebody in the back, and kept going. Fucked them up. The people in the car fucked them up. I don't know if the lady. I don't know. Wasn't the pregnant lady or something?
That's the same thing happened to John Jones.
Word.
Same thing. He got in a car accident to the pregnant lady.
Yo, man. I was just like this.
He was drunk.
My thing is, nigga, you
got the police escort.
You got the police. I don't get it, man. But then when I look at him on TV, some of the stuff he seems like he's a cool dude. But I like, hey, man, your character. I mean, if you really fucked up. That shit you do in the dark, it's going to always come to the light, man. You can't hide that shit. So he need to work. I can't say the people around him because Mr. Calvin, I mean, Trainer Calvin, do they be like this? Because he's the money man, they just be like, damn, we can't tell him what to do. What is
it? No, it ain't that because the thing is I look at it like this. We growing up. When you are your parents and your aunties and your uncles,
yeah,
or your behavior is A+.
Yeah, you're right.
As soon as you get around that corner, boy, no. Where your friends at,
wild
boy,
out.
You start wilding out.
Because
so
it is.
Sometimes what it is when you, out of sight, out of mind, you can act up a little bit. But I'm thinking about being a celebrity. You never out of sight, out of mind.
Never.
Because somebody got a camera phone.
Come on, man.
Somebody know who you are.
Oh, that's David.
And anything you do, even if it's minor, it's going to be blown out of proportion. But remember, I told you a while ago, my radar went up when he was at the basketball game, handling that girl like that at a jail full of people, and he didn't even, it was like,
he felt
like he was invincible. It's like, bro, do you see this is a...
He was in Atlanta, wasn't he?
A gym full of people.
Man.
A gym full of people, not five people, not like a half the gym was full. Right. That gym was packed, and the way he was handling her, and that threw up my red flag right there.
Wow.
But I'm gonna do this though. I'm gonna go another way with this.
Okay.
You have to realize that your career is gonna take you places that your family and your kids' families and your grandkids' family. Gonna be able to benefit off of your greatness.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you gotta look at this as generational wealth.
For sure.
So don't stop the train. Keep the train moving. And one way to keep the train moving is with your behavior and your professionalism.
Right.
You need to go and probably talk to
anger management specialist.
You need probably go see a therapist, a sports doctor.
For real.
But I'm gonna put it to you like this: the guy you need to go talk to is Roy Jones Jr. Roy, coming up was a phenom.
Yeah.
Got robbed in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Ended up having a great career at boxing.
Yeah.
But one thing about Roy, during his time, he never got in trouble.
You know what?
Never got in trouble.
He sure did.
Only trouble Roy ever got in was being too cocky. That's it. Rapping to the ring.
Right.
Playing basketball games.
Never
got in trouble. Never got in trouble. And you know what? The media loved him. The media loved Roy Jones.
Yeah.
Man.
I didn't even think about that.
That's who you need to go. Either Roy Jones or my man that do the fights with ESPN with Timothy Brown.
Oh, yeah. Andre
Ward.
Yeah, man.
Go. You need to sit down with them two dudes to figure out and lay down a path of how you could be successful in and off the ring.
Right.
Because one thing, Father Time catches everybody.
Boy, he undefeated.
Father Time catches everybody. And what you want to be able to do is always have something to fall back on.
Yeah.
Whether or not, you know, doing what Andre Ward does, call fights.
Right.
Down fights.
And they pay you back.
But, Tank, man, you got to get that behavior under control, man.
Or you're going to mess up your money.
Yeah. But, you know, One thing about the justice system, hey, it don't matter how much money you make, they'll throw your ass in jail. Ask Mike Tyson.
Yeah, see?
Ask Muhammad Ali.
And that's all I'm saying.
So you need to get it together, bro. You got to get it together, man. I know you from Baltimore, and you believe it out that it is what it is, and it's hard. I'm hard because of where you from. You got to leave that behind, bro.
For real.
Just like my man Ja Morant.
Thank you.
Stop trying to be something you ain't, bro. The kid that your parents raised you to be. Make that money and make that generational wealth.
Thank you. For real.
Yeah.
That's real on that. I mean, everything you said, I agree 1,000%. Because how you act, first of all, they wait for, you know, I don't mean to throw that, they wait for you to mess up anyway.
Yeah.
They wait for you. They like, oh, he's just another thug. They see you all chatted up. But, man, people come to see you. I don't care. You got a God-given talent. You not, come on, man. How you 28-0 or whatever you know, and 90% of your fights is knockout. People coming to see that, man. That's what they coming to see.
Yeah.
You can't come on, man. You can't mess that up because you and your lady got it to us or whatever, whatever. And you can tell. I don't care. I just think somebody paid. I think Floyd, whoever.
Somebody paid. Yeah.
Because
it was
she
crazy.
Didn't remember nothing.
It was crazy how that report came out. I want to say Wednesday. Maybe it was Tuesday, and everything was dropped by Thursday.
Thank you. That's Floyd, bro. I don't give a damn.
That was kind of weird, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But all right, man. Speaking of Tank, man. You know, Tank, man. Let's get it together, bro. Hey man, Tank got a big fight against Ryan Garcia on the 22nd.
Woo.
Man, my opinion on this fight, Tony, is simple. This fight should be all about Tank showcasing his skills, showing that this guy shouldn't be in here with me. I'm looking to get in the ring with the best of the lightweight division, and this is what I want. When y'all watch my tape, I want y'all to put this fight on as the tape that you watch to see my talent. This fight should be all about Tank Davis. And, of course, Ryan Garcia got a sneaky left hook. But do I really see him having a chance in this fight? No. I think Tank should come in probably the first round, fill him out a little bit. But just start round two, if on his corner, the word I use every time is dominate.
Yeah.
So what you think about this fight?
And I'm trying to be like you say. Don't be subjective. I'm just like this. Tank should do this. Like since they said this is his biggest fight. Now don't get me wrong. It's boxing. Don't get caught. But use your dog on ring IQ and all the stuff that make you Tank. I'm gonna say just beat Tank, but whoop his ass.
Let me ask you this real quick, Ben, to say that. Do you really think Tank got ring IQ, or do you think he just operate off talent, off his talent?
If he is, at first, but I'm thinking, like, now, I check him out, you know, I think he got a little ring. The reason I say that, because how he did Rollin. He was taking some shots from Rollin. Rollin thought he was going to, and, man, he just, to me, that was ring IQ. He's like, he baited him. He baited that motherfucker. Rolly thought he was really doing something. Rolly really thought he was doing something. And Tank like, bop. When I seen that, I was like, this motherfucker. Because he actually took a couple. He's like, I take a couple.
Okay.
But I'm setting him up for that trap and got him. So I think he got a little ring IQ now.
Okay. So he ain't doing it based on talent.
Right.
So go ahead, man. Finish your thoughts on Garcia.
Yeah, but I just say, you know, he got total domination. He got a whoop because I'm telling you, he said, this is what they claim, Leonard Ellerbe. They say these two lightweight, whoever win this will be the face of boxing. I'm like, what? Huh? When I heard that, I'm like this, Ryan Garcia cannot be the face of boxing. Because he had the folks he fought and the shit, the way he operated, you can't be the face of boxing off the internet. That just me. I don't give a damn. You cannot be. People, I understand you as fans, they like, you know, like you're following, but you ain't knocking people out like that. Tank is the face of boxing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like this. Tank, please. Tank has to dominate this dude and leave no question. Do not get caught by that left hook, because Tank even said all in the press conference, all you got is a left hook. If that's all you got and you can't stop it.
Yeah.
No, that's all you got. It's boxing. Don't get caught. That's all I'm saying. But I got Tank winning that. Honestly, they talking about his height. I'm like, hey man, everybody is fighting Tank. All of Tank is a Mexican. People don't like to say this. Floyd was Tank a Mexican killer. Tank a Mexican killer. Devin, Floyd was a Mexican killer. They fucked Mexicans up, man. That's just what it is.
I look at Ryan Garcia was American though.
Well, you're right, because he can't even speak Spanish. You're right. You're 100% right. He don't even speak Spanish.
But you know what, dog? Let me ask you this real quick, though. You know, they made a big deal about the rehydration. That, you know that. And
oh, with Tank?
Yeah, well, both of them, actually. I kind of like it.
I do, too.
Because I think there is no way
I do too.
You should weigh in at 140.
And come back 180.
And you 160, 165.
I agree.
You like... three weight classes up.
Thank you. You heavyweight down there.
No.
I agree.
I kind of like it. And, you know,
I agree.
It keeps everything on the up and up. You know, competitive balance. So,
exactly.
You know, I kind of like, you know, I know a lot of people making a big deal of it. But I think every fight should be like that.
And that's why I'm not understanding. Tank said it best. Dude asked him, what's up about rehydration clause? He said, man, when Tank said this, you tell his growth. He was like this. He said, man, it's common sense. He like this. Why would I want – he said, man, Ryan is 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
When he rehydrates, he probably going to be like 180.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what I look like fighting at? He said, I'm 5'5". Even though I kind of get – I'm just like this. He said, that's smart. I was like this. When he did that, but some – that's it. That's starting to show the business part. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they in his head. That's what I'm saying. He's starting to show maturity, because back in the day, I don't even know if he would have looked at that. But the fact that he said that, I was like this. He showed growth. But, yeah, I agree with it. I agree 100% with it, man. But you're right, though. It needs to be an all-around box.
It needs, yeah. I know in the state of California, when fighters fight in the state of California,
yeah.
they only can rehydrate up to 10%.
Wow.
So I know that was because I had did some research on that when I was doing I had did an article on fighters in the UFC.
Okay.
You know, having to do on with severe weight cuts.
Uh-huh.
So when I did my little research about California, you only can rehydrate up to 10%. So they make you do two weigh-ins. So you do a weigh-in, a ceremonial weigh-in the Friday
mm-hmm.
before the fight,
mm-hmm.
and then you weigh in right before the fight.
Damn.
And you got to be...
You got to be
at
the same weight?
You must be not no more than 10%
oh,
of what
say
you weighing in at.
That makes sense, though, man. I mean, that makes sense. But I'm up like this. I wonder, since Tank did that, whoever put it in here, the fact that he did, I wonder if that's going to change box. I wonder if other boxers are going to start doing it. And I wonder if they're going to make it like this. Let's just start doing it. But Fox is so fucking corrupt.
See,
though, man.
I think in this fight, because of Ryan Garcia's size, I think it was good to have a rehydration clause.
Oh, of course.
But, like, if we get the Crawford versus Spence,
yeah.
I don't think that's going to be something that you're going to have to put in the contract, because they still basically going to be about the same size.
Yeah, some of them cats walk around. Well, I think Earl going to walk around. I mean, Floyd walked around at 147.
But yesterday when I was doing the research for this show,
okay,
I came across this website, New York Fights. According to New York Fights, things are headed towards Spence versus Crawford June 17th. Spence and Crawford have been negotiating over the phone, no managers, no promoters, just them. No networks. And they supposedly had agreed on an undisclosed purse split. They don't know which site they're going to fight at, but they circled June 17th as the date.
Wow.
Now, when me and you talk, I said they got to get rid of the promoters and stuff.
You call
these two got to find a way to get in the room.
Right.
Even if they got to go somewhere Cabo, you know, somewhere where they can get away from everybody.
Right.
These two are going to have to make the fight happen. They can't trust promoters. They can't trust none of them to make the fight happen.
Yeah.
Because everybody is going to look out for the well-being of their fighter.
Right.
So.
And how much money they going to make.
Yeah. And it was like, what was it, 70-30 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 60-40, 70-30.
I was like, damn. I'm like, they treated Crawford like a bitch, man.
I know. I was like this.
But I was like, but then they said that the winner gets to stipulate the purse split for the rematch. Nah. Do 50. So, what you think this fight going to happen June 17th?
Hey, man. I've been kind of looking at shit, too. I've been seeing stuff. They've been talking. I got to give it. Lee Brown, I got to give it to him. I wish he knew the doggone lottery numbers. Cause he said this shit months ago. He said, man, they need to talk amongst themselves. And that's exactly what they're doing. The fact that they're doing that, I think it's going to have a problem.
Yep.
And the reason they being tight-lipped, because I'm like this, you put something out there, and it gets swarmed off.
Yep.
So June 17th, I'm like this. Hey, man, I'm just glad that you could tell it's the biggest fight ever in boxing, because look what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How many boxers do that? Hey, man, let's do this shit on our own, man. And that just shows you how competitive it is. They still won't even fight each other. Even though it seems like they don't like each other, but they like this. Hey, man, what you said, bro, this is a legacy fight, man.
Yeah.
A big legacy. They probably got some of the OGs talking to them. Hey, man, do whatever y'all got. Y'all got to make this happen.
Yeah. And I think some notes that me and you ain't hit on that we ain't really talked about, that's kind of like one under the radar,
mm-hmm.
is that Keith Thurman and Earl Spence, that shit done disappeared. That it ain't been no rumblings of that. At first, remember after Crawford fought, it was like, well, Spence was going to fight Thurman next.
Right.
Man, I ain't heard nothing
about
that since then.
No, you're right. So, I ain't seen nothing on YouTube about it either.
That's why I want to lean towards believing that Bud and Spence are working towards making this fight happen.
First of all, I think you heard that, and then I've been seeing stuff that they're talking. So I think I think something's gonna happen, but it's crazy because it's like, okay, they haven't said anything about Keith Thurman. I don't see it on. I used to see it on YouTube. I don't mm-hmm. see nothing. Just like you talking about, I don't see nothing. So I don't. Whatever they have to do, just make it happen because that fight gonna be so iconic, and it's the fact that us and our 50s, we're gonna get a chance to see it.
Man, you know what's funny is depending on where they do the fight, I wouldn't mind being in that city. Even if I don't go to the fight, I know whatever city they had it in.
Oh, man,
it's gonna be buzz.
Part of history.
It's gonna be buzz.
Oh yeah.
So, but yeah, man. I just wanted to give you that little nugget, man. That. You know, before I like doing a little bit of homework and stuff
for
like
sure,
that.
For sure.
But let's look
That's
at,
dope though, man. That's boy.
Let's look at the boxing schedule, man. We got and I want you to talk. You just tell me which fight that's jumping out to you, man. We got Handy versus Loma for the Undisputed lightweight championship. We got the little Japanese kid NOA versus Fulton, but that fight been rescheduled.
Yeah, he's injured.
Josh Taylor versus Lopez.
See, I forgot about that. You educated me. I forgot. So they actually got that.
Yeah, that's happening in June.
That, hey, man, that, Josh, that's going, you know what? You said something. That's going to show us what Teofimo is.
Yeah.
That's going to show us what he about.
Then we got a Shakur fight. I think he's going to dominate this guy who he's supposed to be fighting. We have Fury versus Usyk, but negotiations fell through. So,
hey, I'm like, you said something the other day to me, man. I want to see, but, I mean, you thinking all that. We didn't see them. We didn't ruin. We didn't see them fight. I'm like this. Make this Deontay Wilder fight happen with Josh. Stop playing. Stop fucking playing, man. God.
That's funny because when we get to our three fights, that was my honorable mention. That almost made the cut for me.
Yeah.
That's a fight I want to see in 2023.
Uh-huh.
But the fight I want to see, if I want to see Teofimo Lopez and Josh Taylor, man, I want to see that fight because
I wrote that down.
I was like, I know Loma and Devin going to be a good fight. I think Devin's hand speed might be too much for Loma.
Uh-huh.
But I think Loma's toughness might be something that Devin ain't never encountered before.
Yeah.
Because Loma is tough, bro.
Loma ain't no amen.
Yeah.
Devin know that.
Yeah, so I like that fight. But my most intriguing fight is this Josh Taylor, Teofimo Lopez.
I didn't even.
Because
wow.
Lopez always has an excuse when he loses. He always got an excuse.
Oh, my God.
What's going to be the excuse if he loses Josh Taylor?
He didn't win at the 140. Ain't going to be no excuse.
What's going to be the excuse? So, I can't believe he's getting this, he getting a title shot already, but then
somebody like Loma. I mean, somebody like Teofimo.
But no, you know, going up and being that you was an undisputed champion.
Yeah.
Going up, that does garner some kind of
for
respect
sure.
Because the same thing happened with Bud Crawford when he moved up to welterweight. You know, his first fight was for that one belt he got.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but man, which of them, all the Devin and Loma and Josh or Teofimo.
All of it, damn.
Which fight you looking at? Which fight?
Honestly, man, I want to see Charlo and Sue. Because the Charlos have been where they been, bro? Jamal. I don't give a damn what he say. People gonna take this the wrong way. I'm from Texas, but what I'm about to say, I'm just gonna keep it 1,000 wild. I think Charlo. Hey man, you should have fought Benavidez already, man. You should have fought Benavidez already. You come talking about, oh, he's just a kid. What? Come on, man. The fuck you mean he's just a kid? Mike Tyson say he's a Mexican monster, and you tell me he's just a kid. That's the fight I wanted. I wanted to see that fight before the plant and what you call it, Charlo. You supposed to be Lions only, right?
That's what he say.
When he was talking that shit, I like this. Come on, man. It's a whole lot of ways you can duck folks. And them Charlos, I'm telling you, y'all can fight.
They done learned the signs of
it. See? See what you just said?
They done learned the signs of
it. I hate even saying that, man.
All right, man. So let's just go ahead and jump into it, man.
We've been dancing around it.
You know, the three fights we want to see in 2023.
Hey,
and we're not even going to name Crawford and Spence because, for sure. I'm going to start it off.
Go ahead, bro.
I'm going one of your favorite fighters.
That was Shakur.
I want to see Virgil Ortiz versus Boots Ennis.
I
want to see that fight because both of them are up-and-coming.
What about that one, Lee?
Up-and-coming welterweights.
Yes.
They both rank 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And I think the winner, if those two were to get it on, the winner would be the one that may be able to knock off either Spence or Crawford.
Are these going to see that at the table?
So,
yeah,
that's a fight that I want to see, man. I want to see Ortiz and Boots, man.
Lee, you did your homework. Well, that was a good one. I forgot about Ortiz. Only thing about it, man, I think
you say hurt.
It's that, but then you said them doggone promoters be protecting their fights. Because
these dudes on PVC.
I know, that's why it should be easy to make. But then when I be watching, when I watch YouTube, it's just like, they was like, well, I'm not interested. Because I watch Boots Ennis, his dad, he always interviewed. He said, hey, man, we can't make them fight us, bro. He said, we can't make them fight us. You know what I'm saying? But I think Boots wins that. Ortiz ain't no punk, man. But I just think... I know.
I
ain't
like the way Boots looks.
I know. I know that was crazy.
I ain't like that, dog.
But I think for this fight, Ortiz, you know, I would love to see that. You know what I'm saying? Because Boots.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and refresh my point while you tell us about your fight. I know this going to be a good one.
I know you're about to give us a good one. Hey, you said I got a couple of them, man. I want to see. What I wrote down. I put the Charlo and Benavidez in, or, you know, because they already fighting Plant. But see, if he beat Plant, I know everybody want him to fight Canelo. I get that. But you know what? Fight one of them, fight that Charlo boy. Fight the Charlo. I'm just saying, make that happen. Why not? Y'all been chirping about it anyway. I want to see that fight. And, or, like I said, or Canelo is going to be there. They got to, them four, they got to make that happen. You know what I'm saying? They got to make that happen. But you know what? This is a fight, I don't know if it's on people's radar, but you know that Frank Martin, he's a, that's Earl Spence's boy, Frank Martin.
Uh-huh.
That's Earl Spence's boy. He can fight. Him and Shakur have been kind of talking shit.
Uh-oh.
A little bit.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be like this.
I knew you was going to find a way to get Shakur.
Yeah, man. And Shakur said, hey, man. Shakur like this. I want all the smoke.
He did say that.
He said, I want all the smoke. He said, I ain't running. He said, I'm new to the 135. But y'all know my pedigree. So I would love to see Frank Martin versus Shakur Stevenson. I would love to see because he up on the Earl. And I ain't on front. Frank could go. But I would love to see him and Shakur or that new motherfucker that be talking. I mean, he's been doing pretty good on a top rank, Keyshawn Davis.
Okay.
He been talking a lot of shit, too. I like, won't you get in there and fight Shakur?
So your first fight was who again?
My first fight was with him, Charlo. The Charlo and
Frank Martin.
Mm-hmm.
My second fight is I'm going with another Charlo. I'm going with Jermell Charlo.
Against who?
Against Fondor.
Oh, damn. Damn, Lee. I forgot about Fondor. That's 6'8". Wow, that.
I don't think he's going to be able to dunk Fondor, dog. I think when Fondor wins his next fight, he's going to be the mandatory. And Jermell will either going to have to put up or shut up.
But they trying to get Jermell in that Tim Zissou fight. That's a fight they trying to get because he just beat Harrison. Zissou just beat Harrison, man. They trying to get him.
Jermell, right now,
uh-huh.
He can't run no more. He got Sue and he got Fondor.
Well, I don't think Jermell running, man. When they show him, that motherfucker, that cast was real. And them dudes ain't no, I mean, Jermell ain't no punk. Jermell won't.
I'm going to put it like this.
Uh-huh.
It's put up a shut up time now, dog.
That's true.
Now.
That's true.
Now, Tony.
That's true.
Keep an eye on this, though. Well, they make Fondor fight soon so that Jermell only have to fight one of them.
Ooh. Box can do that shit.
Yep.
Box can do that shit. You know what? That's a sign. You know what? If that shit happened, I'm going to be like, God damn. Lee, call that shit. Sue fight Fondor. But I'm just talking. But lately, just after since Sue just beat Harrison, all they've been talking about is Jermell. But like I say, Jermell don't think it. So that could be the next fight, Sue and Fondor. Yeah, that could be the next fight, bro.
All right, man. So my number one fight I want to see in 2023, you already touched on it. If Benavidez beats Plant,
yeah.
I want to see Benavidez fight Canelo, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time.
It is time.
I think it's time for...
Mexicans want it.
For Canelo to be challenged. Canelo hasn't been challenged since the first two Triple G fights.
Right.
And to me, he lost both of them fights.
Yeah.
I mean, when I watched him, he lost both of them fights.
I tell them a lot, bro.
So, people can say what they want. But, Benavidez beats Plant, it's time. It's time for Canelo say, all right, let's go. And
I tell them a lot.
Both of them Mexican? I think both of them Mexican.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
So you say a title fight in Mexico City?
But see, they were just talking about it on what you call it. They was like this. Benavidez said, he said, shit, I can't go down to Mexico talking shit about Canelo. They love that much. He's like this. But that'll be perfect, though, because they both Mexican.
Hey, man, sometimes in boxing, you got the wrestling thing where you got the good guy and the bad guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it got to be the bad guy. You know? Shit, that's just the way it is.
But you said that's why it got to happen, though.
But
it only happens if they win. Exactly.
But
Plant probably like this. I got something to say, and I think Plant feels the same kind of way because he was hanging in that fight at first with Canelo. It's like he be losing gas, though, man. Like he get gas though toward the end or something, man.
I didn't like the way he looked in that fight. I thought that he had that mentality of let me survive instead of let me do everything to win.
No, okay.
Sometimes you got to come in a fight and say, I'm going to leave it all in here in my quest to win.
Yeah.
Not in my quest to get to the final bell.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And with this trainer he has now, I think that's how he is.
Yeah.
Because the way he knocked out Durrell, just how he knocked him out, I was like, God dang. But nobody expected Plant to do that. But that new trainer he got, that brother from Philly, I got to give it to him, man.
Durrell is a good fighter. But I look at Durrell as an overachiever.
Yeah, he's a gatekeeper. Don't get Durrell.
Yeah. So, but what's your number one fight you want to see in 2023,
dog? Hey, man. My number one, like I said, I want Shakur versus anybody. I'm going to go and say it. I want to see, honestly, I don't know if it's going to happen. I want to see Shakur and Haney. I want to see Shakur and Haney Shakur and Tank. Man, but you know, every time they talk about that, every time they talk about Haney versus Tank or Shakur versus Tank, every time they mention that, Leonard Ellerby, bitch ass, always talking about, well, man, got to make sense of money. What are you talking about? You just had a fight with Rolly. Rolly ain't garnering shit.
Rolly is.
You had a fight with Rolly in motherfucking in Brooklyn.
And Rolly sold the fight.
No, and Rolly came from Rolly. Oh, yeah. Retard, man. I'm just like this. It just depends on, first of all, you fight Tank. Y'all winning anyway.
Yep.
And Shakur, you got to understand, Rolly, if you sold all that shit, y'all made all them records with Rolly. Man, fucking Shakur or Devin? Two black fighters, Leonard. Come on, stop being, motherfucker, why you playing? You did it with a Mexican.
What's your call from?
He from Newark. They all know each other. Him? Man, Shakur folks know Devin folks. Shakur folks know Tank folks.
I would do Shakur and Tank and Philly. That's halfway between.
What's your
You know, I wouldn't do it in Madison Square Garden because Shakur would have basically home court advantage. But I would do it in Philly. That's kind of like in the middle of both. I would do it in Philly.
But you say at home court advantage. Tank, hey man, Tank different, man. Motherfucking New York.
Right,
but no, New York, but you see how you wearing New York? They love that nigga, man.
Yeah, but it's just. Nah.
Because you're cool from Jersey.
Yeah. But.
You know, Jersey can't stand. You know, Jersey be like this. New York motherfuckers treat them different, though.
Yeah, I know.
They be like this. New Jersey, I can't stand New Jersey. I see what you're saying, though.
I like the way Shakur is handling it right now. You know, moving up.
Right.
He kind of fighting, you know, getting a warm-up fight.
Yeah. He giving motherfuckers.
Yeah, he getting a warm-up.
He giving motherfuckers chances that he said that they got belts or a formidable opponent that we don't know of. We like, damn.
But at the same time, he got to see how his body is with the additional weight.
Right.
You know, you can't just go out there and say, I'm going to jump up to 135 and I want to fight Devin Haney.
For sure.
Nah, you can't do that. You don't know how your body going to react. So, I like it. That's why I said, man, lightweight, man, is going to be.
That's the division.
It's the division, dog, because of all the fights you can make just within four guys.
And you see, you just said that? Watch. Now, you know, you always speaking shit in existence with Teofimo. Walk my word. Josh Taylor beat him. Why? Because first of all, ain't no money. The money's in the 135.
Mm-hmm.
And he gonna be like this. Damn, I went up, blase blase. I mean, the grass ain't green on the other side. All the money's in the lightweight, man.
But you know what though? If he come back down, then he get lost in the sauce stuff. Because you got to look at it like he lost to Kambosos. Kambosos lost to Devin twice. Basically, I thought Loma actually should have fought him to a draw because Loma dominated the second half.
Oh, thank God. Amen.
So
yeah, he did.
And it's like,
yeah, he did.
It's like then when you put him in the ring with Devin, Tank, and Shakur, would I pick any one of them to lose to him? No.
Right. Kill people, I mean, he can still box, but back to what you were saying, first of all, you ain't been the same. You lost the old boy, Ken Bosa, then you were making excuses, then you like, fuck it, I'm going to go up. You go up. The first fight you had, okay, it was okay. Yeah, then you fought a formidable opponent and got mollywopped or whatnot. So then you go back down to 135, people going to be looking at you like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. It's somebody that I ain't brought up, but, man, it's just heavyweight on the scene. My kinfolk, Jared Anderson. Hey, man, I want to see him get some burn in that heavyweight division. Jared Anderson, he a monster. He's been winning. You know, he's nice. I just want to throw that in.
I don't know who they will put him against, though. Would you put him like against Dillian White, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Ortiz. You know, and it's like, who do you put him against?
Because I know they be trying to protect their brand.
Yeah.
But you can only, I mean, the folks he been fighting, he's like this. Hey, man, how long do you feel like they're ready? I mean, when they ready?
Kill
him. Dude, I'd be like this.
He been looking like an old boy. He look like old boy in Creed against his sparring partners.
He be like, man, I just be like this, okay. And he ain't cocky. He got a good, part. But it went just like they were saying with Floyd, when they talking about Tank fighting over. They been talking about, they was like, Floyd, they were like, well, we ain't really ready yet. We just going, what? You don't think Tank? I like Tank ready now, but then look at y'all situation. Look at y'all situation.
Exactly.
You know. They talking about Floyd, just some shit, just some little nuggets I got. They said Floyd kicked Tank out the dog on gym the other day. Floyd kicked him and the team out the gym. Earl Spence, they said, welcome to Texas. He's like, hey, man, you come down to my gym and practice. Why would Floyd do that? On Money Brown, see, Money Brown was like this. See, he said, I've been following Floyd for years. But if it ain't Floyd's way, there's no way. Why would you kick him out the gym knowing this is the biggest fight in his life? He said, it's something up with that. Why would you do that? He didn't just kick Tank out. He kicked his whole team out. Kicked him out the gym, man, in Vegas.
Something up.
And Earl Spence, he's like this. Earl Spence, like, hey, man.
But the funny part is, Tank's fight with Ryan Garcia is being promoted by the Zone.
So I'm like this. Boy, you would have to explain to me like I'm 2 years old. Money Brown like this. He said, I understand you're a billionaire. Fuck all that. Why are you kicking this man out your gym in Las Vegas doing this is the biggest fight. Why are you kicking him out your gym? Why would you? I'm going to feel like this. I just want to throw that.
Got to make that make sense to me.
And that's
that don't make no sense.
You kick him out? You kick his whole team out your gym? What did he say that was that bad? That make you kick him out your gym in Las Vegas. This Tank Davis, man. You see how we do shit? That's that nigga shit. I mean, excuse me. That's that bullshit.
But at the same time, I go back to the source. It's Floyd Mayweather. You know, and Floyd.
Dude was like, if it ain't Floyd's way.
He's always been a pouty kid. Like you was about
that's
to say,
that's a good one.
Hey, I don't get picked. I'm taking my basketball home.
But you ain't even good, Floyd.
If I don't get picked.
If boxing, I get okay. But I'm just like, what would make you do that right then? I'm like this. Leonard Edelby was all at the press conference, was sitting down with Tank. So I'm thinking, I'm like, well, damn. Okay, everything good. You're not there, but then now you're kicking him out your gym?
Come on, man. All right, man. We talked a lot of boxing tonight, man. We went over a lot of stuff. But, you know, man, I'm a switch gear with my boy Tony because he's a Cowboy fan. And we're just going to talk a little bit of football real quick for the last 20 minutes. Lamar Jackson, man, what you think?
Hey, man, I'm going to say this. Everybody can't get Deshaun Watson money. And but don't get me wrong, I ain't trying to be in your pocket. I just don't think Baltimore Ravens are going to give you that money. That's just me. I mean, me talking to folks, you know, me talking to people from Baltimore, Baltimore fans, they were like, we're not dogging him, but the quarterback we got now, that brother. He said, if he don't fumble, that ball don't get fumbled when he was.
They're in the playoffs.
He said, we in the playoffs. With our Lamar Jackson, we in the playoffs. I'm going to feel like this. Dang, I mean, and then when they show the Pro Bowl, they showing Huntley. I was looking at that. I was like this. I was looking at that. And then they signed that dog on defensive dude. Baltimore signed that defensive dude to that multi-million dollar. I'm going to be like this. They not thinking about signing no daggone quarterback. They not thinking about signing Lamar. Because I'm looking at what they do. I just think they're not finna give Lamar no 200, whatever. They're not finna give him Deshaun money like that. Don't get me wrong. Deshaun started something. They said it. But Baltimore ain't finna give you that. I don't know if any own.
I mean, me personally.
I like Lamar.
Lamar should have read the tea leaves when
like
Baltimore owner came out and said the Deshaun Watson contract, the worst contract in NFL history.
Hello. You ain't read between them lines?
No. Your owner came out and said he hate that contract. So you even thinking that you going to get a fully guaranteed contract or over $200 million? It just ain't smart. Now, what you should have did was you should have held out last year.
Hello. Daddy is right there. Shouldn't even play.
Should have held out last year and forced their hand.
That was the shot.
Especially after Kyler Murray got paid and Russell Wilson got paid. So that's just, you know, man, I'm not going to go on the agent thing because he represented by his mom. But sometimes having a real agent,
they can go through the woods a little bit, back door
channels and stuff like that. But, you know, he's coming with his mom being his agent, although me personally, I'm not. So, but let's jump into this, man. Your Cowboys, y'all made some moves this week. Y'all signed Gilmore, traded for Gilmore, traded for Brandon Cooks, cut Zeke. You lost Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
But sometimes addition by subtraction ain't always bad.
Hey, man, I'm going to say this. This just me. Hop down in Arizona. He was available. This just me. Hey, man, I ain't tripping out on Brandon Cook. I'm not tripping out. He was a monster when he was in L.A. Around. Fuck that. Go get Hopkins, man.
Tony,
go get him.
Tony, first of all, stop. Jerry cut Amari because he was making $20 million. D-Hop making more money than that.
Hey, man.
So he already didn't want to pay Amari. So you think he going to trade and be paying D-Hop more money?
Hey, man, he was just paying Zeke money for nothing. He was just – come on, man. I want him like this. He'll find a happy medium. Motherfucker, Zeke was raping you. You gave him six for 90? 6 years, $90 million, Zeke was like this. Shit. So I don't want to hear that, Jerry. Jerry pay who? I'm going to be like this. Hey, man, go get him. Fuck with, you. The reason I don't want to hear the money shit, it's a trip, man. Zeke was at 7 years.
Oh, my
Zeke
God.
Zeke got that money and said, fuck everybody. Am I lying, though? And then he could have reached short-term contract.
For the time he got that contract.
What did he do?
To the day his numbers been steadily going down here.
I'm gonna feel like this.
Like, damn,
Zeke. Is you playing hurt? I don't know what you doing. All I know, 6 years, $90 million. Before you got the contract, you was balling. I got that. That's why Jerry Payton was Jerry. You seen that? Go get Deshaun. Make that shit happen. I mean, talk that business shit that you do. Make that shit happen.
Yeah.
But to your point, what you said, I get it. But I know right now, Jerry, like this. Damn. You give it. And then our other running back, you know, we gave him that tag. But I'm up like this. He broke his whole fucking ankle.
Yeah.
His whole ankle was broke.
Yeah.
So that's why the money, we don't know how long that's going to take. That's why I don't know, man. Sometimes I wonder. They just get us a running back in the draft. They talk about Zeke going to Cincinnati. Every time we get rid of a person, they go to another team. They go hard to pay. And then when they play us, I'll be like this. Zeke going to play us probably, and if he go to Cincinnati, he going to probably have 500 yards rushing. I'm like, damn.
500?
I'm telling you, man, Zeke, I'm just like, but Zeke, my thing is, when y'all in that doggone locker room, one thing you cannot say, man, them motherfuckers didn't want to pay me. They're going to be like,
I ain't
going to
lie.
Say that.
Because they always gave him the ball on first and second grant, on first and second down. So it ain't like they was like trying to get him up on the offensive development plan.
Thank you, man.
But man, it's just that.
He ain't did shit since he got, I don't know if it was you that told me, somebody, when we was at work or somebody, it was like this, all that running Zeke did in Ohio State, was that you? I had to think about it. I was like this, that motherfucker like, God damn.
Look at all the carries they put on.
I'm tired.
The last 2 years that he was in college.
And it would not surprise me when Zeke, when he's doing an interview after all, he's going to be like this. It wouldn't surprise me if Zeke don't, I mean, do you think he's going to another team or he's going to be like, man, you know
I think
what?
Going to another team. But that's another reason why I stay away from Wisconsin running backs when they come into the pros.
Oh.
You know they coming out there with at least 500 carries on them.
Yeah.
Because that's all
they
Purdue want to do is run the ball.
Yeah. Them dogs on Midwestern teams, man. What's that? The Big Ten?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wisconsin, Michigan. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, man. I wish we can get that cold ass dog on running back from Texas. That motherfucker.
Bijan.
Woo! That's why I was like this, Jerry, man. That's why I'm like this. You're not a football guy. I mean, damn, you know, I don't know if you got scouts. I don't know what you're doing. Man, when you in Texas, go holler at that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what can we do to make you a cowboy, man? Talk that business talk that you do, man. That motherfucker's gonna probably be in a whole other state somewhere, man. Playing and he right in your backyard. But yeah, man, I just want us to get something. I ain't one of them Cowboy fans that always say we going to the Super Bowl every year. Y'all seen the dude out at the outlet today. He had his cowboy. I was just like this. And I was just like, yeah, he was a lumpy. He was a lumpy guy. He was a lady. He was just like, he said the realest shit. He said, man, he said, I just want to get back to the game. Man. He said,
I know, right?
He said, I just want to get back to the game. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's my feelings on all that.
Thing. Yeah, man. Let's talk about this, man. We'll jump to the NBA. LeBron James is coming to all-time leading scorer.
You know what? That was straight because there's a lot of folks in his generation like couldn't do it. But it's so funny that happened, and the only thing they could talk about is Anthony Davis. Sitting down doing, and David would have to talk. He would have to talk
yeah.
man to man. I'm gonna go
yeah.
like this. I like, hey man, this is me. Explain to me like I'm two.
In layman's terms,
the whole. I mean, do you feel a certain way? I mean, what's really going on? I mean, on some grown man.
Yeah.
I mean, keep it in one thigh while. Because I've seen. I mean, you sit down. On that big thing, he did just like this. He did just like this. The whole arena, and this dude just did. This dude, so you a part of history because you on this team.
Yeah.
I'm gonna feel like this. You ain't fucking with LeBron like I'm just like this. Just like I mean,
that's
jacked up. I'm gonna feel like this. And then they talked to him about it. He was just like this. I was upset about the loss, and you know we. So we behind whatever crazy shit.
Yeah. That's crazy, dog. Because, you know, man, sports is just so crazy, dog. It's just so crazy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, man, LeBron breaking that record, especially being a pass first player.
Yeah.
But one thing about it, though, is when you got longevity and you ain't really be injured, records like this are meant for you to break them.
Yeah.
Because Look, what, he only started getting injured, what, the last 3-4 years?
Yeah. And look at the other people didn't do it. Look at Carmelo. I was just like, Carmelo, that close? Carmelo was like third. LeBron first.
LeBron, Kareem, Carmelo.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Carmelo got that close. And
yep. You know why Carmelo didn't get it? He tried to be a ring chaser. Remember, he just went to the Lakers to try to win the ring with Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah. You know, trying to fuck with Kobe's wife.
Oh my God, this nigga called Malone.
The fact that he did that was dope. I don't like the outlash of what they were talking about after the fact when I turned on the Sports Channel. I'm up there like this. I'm like, damn, AD. Because to me, you could talk all day on whatever. What your actions show. What do you do?
Thank you.
That's the relationships. That's whatever, man. What are you showing me?
Test is the most important test.
Dude.
I don't care what people say.
Thank you.
People always talk about, well, you can do this, this, and this. What do your eyes tell you?
Right. What are you seeing? What are you looking at?
Exactly.
When you see that, when you saw him sitting down, when LeBron hit that, you see the whole arena, and I'm looking at his energy. Dude, you sit down like this. When you sit down, you had your demeanor like this. Can this shit help me get over with? That's what I saw.
Exactly.
That's what I saw. So unless you tell me different. But
All right, man. Let's talk about this then. Sore subject.
Okay.
Zion Williams.
Hey, man.
Will he ever be a healthy player in the NBA?
Man, before I got here, I was just talking to my cousin Austin about he was like this. He said, Kimpo, that mug ain't had a doggone injury-free season since he's been in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like this. It's funny. He asked me, he said, cuz, should he even stay on it? Should he even stay in New Orleans? I like, if he don't stay in New Orleans, he won't be in the league no more. Ain't nobody finna fuck with him.
That's right.
Am I lying?
Right. Totally agree.
And Zion is cold. I got to give it to him. But I don't care how much bounce you got and all that. If you ain't on that court hooping, it don't even matter.
It don't. Because out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, it don't even matter.
It's like, we just gave you this contract extension, but Brandon Ingram is the one out here balling.
Right.
It's like, what the hell is going on?
And you don't, he don't be out 1, 2, 3 games. He be out multiple games.
Yeah.
I'm like this. But with that statement, I got to take a break.
Go ahead. But, you know, I told him during a break, I am going to talk about one thing that has irked my nerves. When fans get mad at a player or they get mad about something that's happened, the first thing they want us to do is they want us to take all our groceries back to the store. Get this. Don't get this because of this. No. You know, I'm willing to get a UPF, a UPS, but outside of that, nah. We got the Final Four going on. We're watching UConn and Gonzaga right now. UConn up 36-31. In the earlier game, UConn is up 36-31. UConn women lost to their Ohio State. So, but the Final Four is just like so amazing. Because you just don't know what's going to happen for any given game. So that's why I love the Final Four. Well, we're going to go ahead and shut it down. You know, me and Tony about to get our drink on, probably look at some UFC to this Caleb Plant fight come on. So everybody have a great evening. Take care of yourselves. But most important, take care of you. It's been weird at home, but I'm about to figure it out. so I can chill out. So everybody have a great evening. That being said, peace.
Hey, D, that was a good one, bro. We talking about a lot of shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, goddamn.
Boy, we talking about a lot of shit.
Yeah,
so, but yeah, man, these niggas, man, come on, man.
Hey, Lee, what'd you cook?
There's some chicken down there. I made this jerk rice.
Okay.
Yeah, I walked down there with you.
I'm like, damn, I'm about to hold shit, man. It's just funny because on the phone with him, I'm like, I'm
And his name is Malachi Smith. Jimmy is on the bench, 2 fouls. He sits. Sonoda is in. And the sophomore Bender. And he's in. And he's in. The first hit. Jackson looks away. Newton will make a move. Smith with a pin. Sonoda going down low. Jackson. He's in. Now the first half ends. What you got? A 7-point lead for the Knicks in the first half. This is fucked up by Jack. Oh, my goodness. Great spacing, great ball movement, and finish with a three. How about this, Jonathan? Who had 11 points and didn't miss a shot in the Sweet 16, and Caradan tonight has already put in 10. Let's turn it on.
Okay, so you go nuts on that last three. How have you adjusted to the defense?
We made some mistakes, you know, with some of their triple handoff actions. But the whole those guys is 32 points, number one offense in the country. It's a great effort.
I mean, it's not looking sport, but what can you say about the passing?
Yeah, and he's done a great job. I mean, they're putting two on the ball in the ball three games. Yeah, their roadmap would help, but he's finding his teammates.
Thanks, Jeff.
We have a trip to the Final Four on the line here in Vegas. Utah, first half is in the books. They'll tip you AT&T at the half after these messages on TBS.
If you're an undercover agent, you need to be undercover. And if you want to pay $5 with Geico. See how much you could save by bundling with Geico.
Ooh, man, you need to trade that in.
Nah, I'm good.
It would be great if you can take out a good trade. Let's do that Kentucky thing.
What do you want to know?
Well, say.
Or I can stay with this song and say 4 years. And when the time is right, I declare I'm ready for the next level of phone.
1 year, 4 year, 8 year, any condition.
That's what you connect to the new Samsung Galaxy S23 with the Galaxy S23. 8 year, any condition.
Thank you. number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power, brings you the world's first power load through trimmer with Line IQ technology. So smart, it loads the line automatically and keeps the line clean, maintaining cool treading balance. With Line IQ, there are no bumps, so you work faster. Powered by Eagle's patented 50-degree aqua-thin battery technology, it runs for 60 minutes in charge. Plus, thin battery power can go to 61 hours in Eagle authorized use.
They have played 20 minutes after Vegas on the Connecticut. The Huskies beating 39-32 over Gonzaga. The winner going to the Final Four. Welcome to AT&T at the half. Curry Johnson along with Clark and Jay and Kenny and Charles. And let's unpack this first half. And the Zags, Charles, you thought, and this one is a different one. Gonzaga's game so far has not been the case.
I think they've been more of a slugfest. I don't mean like total slugfest, but they're not playing at their pace.
They should feel pretty good, though. I mean, you know, you play both halves.
They got to find a way to speed up the tempo. I think they're making a mistake trying to the perimeter players aren't being aggressive. I mean, because what they're doing, they're trying to attack Pinoco on the perimeter, and they're not being aggressive because he's the only big guy out there. So that opens up your driving lane. So I expect them to be, if you're going to attack him and it's not working, that's going to open up lane. So I like them to go be a little bit more aggressive going to the basket.
Speaking of Sooner, we'll go, Kenny.
So now we go.
You got it. Sorry, I missed that.
But I'll tell you what, one of the things that playing someone who's dominated on both, you can't overcommit. And I thought at times Gonzaga didn't pay attention and they overcommitted instead of making it finish. So all this misdirection is to get the ball in another place. But here's Timmy. You have lost track of your man already. And then you should bump and then release. There was no bump, then the release is there. Easy dump right here. And again, all of this is misdirection. Why? Because we're really trying to get the ball to Sunoco down on the post. And if we get him in the post here, you can't, again, you can't, you have to bump and then release. There's no bump, no release. He's just wide open, easy dump. So when the game is getting into that kind of mode, you can't overcommit on the defensive end.
Are you going to explain this pronunciation at all?
Well, it's a long story because I'm
going to make it short.
Fucked up in the doggone at the LA City. But Charles and White, like, man, he's a federal agent, man. He's like, hey, so whoever fucked him up probably go get
him.
I can tell he's a Fort Worth, just how he talks. He say 36.
That's what it is. I'm from Florida, Kansas State. When you come back, I feel the same way. There's always a great deal on the subway now. Like this one. 50% off? That deal's so good. You don't even need an 8 times offer, okay?
Man, the Lakers won another one the other day.
You imagine.
Oh, oh shit.
They won like three. It ain't three.
Man, I'm making friends.
I went on to chase my plan.
I like
it. Time I stay the hell.
I'm just glad Russell came back. All right, man.
You can hear Chris Paul.